I stopped in the doorway and looked back. Rosa was standing next to Mrs. Steerforth. She put her arms round the old woman. Mrs. Steerforth did not move, and Rosa began to cry.
"Oh, my dear," she said. "I'm sorry. I loved him, but you loved him too. Now he's dead. Poor Mrs. Steerforth. Poor Steerforth."
I left the House of Tears and went home. The Micawbers and Mr. Peggotty were leaving the next day. My aunt and I went to see them on the boat. Mr. Micawber was happy again. He smiled and sang.
"I'll work hard in Australia," he promised my aunt. "I'll be a success."
He kissed her hand.
"Thank you, Miss Trotwood."
Mr. Peggotty came up to me. "Did Ham get the letter?" he asked. "Yes," I said. This was not true. Ham was dead. But I could not tell Mr. Peggotty in his happiness. "Where's Emily?" I asked. "There," he said. And I saw two women sitting together, Emily and Martha. "Martha wants to come with us," Mr. Peggotty said. "She can start a new life in Australia. We'll all have a new and better life." "Goodbye, Mr. Peggotty," I said. "Say goodbye to Emily and Martha for me."
"I will," Mr. Peggotty said. "And I'll come back. I'll see you again, Mr. David."
He shook my hand. I went back to the Micawbers. Mrs. Micawber held my hand and cried.
"I'll write letters from Australia, my dear Copperfield," Mr. Micawber said. "Goodbye."
"Goodbye," I said. "Good luck."
"We're sailing now," a man shouted.
My aunt and I left the ship and watched from the land. The ropes were untied and fell into the water. The ship began to move away. My aunt and I shouted goodbye. Mr. Peggotty and the Micawbers shouted back.
"They're all beginning a new life," my aunt said.
I felt very sad. These were my friends, and they were leaving me. My wife, Steerforth, and Ham were all dead. "I need to begin a new life too," I said. "I'll go abroad and travel for a few months. Then, perhaps, I'll learn to forget."